Mumble, mumble, mumble.
Mumble, mumble, mumble. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, the episode where the show, the podcast, the daily podcast, where we try to make today make sense. Depends on the day.
That was a little low key for you. That was a little low key.
I know. It's rough. Key. It's rough. It's rough. It's like, it rough. It's rough. We're
should
all still
we,
digesting.
Should we tell people why it's rough? Let's acknowledge it.
Probably. Do
it's
you want to tell them who you are in case they just got here or like?
Oh. Hi, I'm Kai. Girl, let's go from there.
Yep.
If they don't know, they don't know.
I know. So those of you who missed the Wednesday show and Twitter and LinkedIn and all of the comments in the YouTube and on Discord may not know that we are all together, including me, still digesting my announcement Wednesday that I will be leaving Marketplace at the end of November. And so I just want to acknowledge, like, the response to that has been utterly overwhelming and heartbreaking and but also really affirming of the great show that we've done together for 5 years and the great audience that has, you know, followed you from Marketplace and me from CNET, and they're here now and everybody's like coming together and it's this incredible stew of community. And we're like really grateful. And I want to say that the Discord, which already has more channels than any single Discord server I think I've ever seen, now has a new one called the Mollygram, where they're just posting nice things about me. And I really should not have looked at that before the show started because
that's going to get you crying.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to get you crying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So just want to own that off the top. It's tough.
Yep.
But you know what? We got 3 more weeks, so let's not waste them.
Let's not waste them. And let's not waste today. It is Happy Hour Friday. Economics on Tap is what we do on Fridays. Live stream's up and running. Thank you to everybody joining wherever you are finding us on the podcast, on the live stream, on the Discord, what have you. We're just going to do our thing on a Friday.
Yeah. Guy's got a nice big beer. I'm on pickup duty.
I do.
So I'm having...
How are you? Yeah, well, there you go.
I know, right? Because if ever there was a Friday for tequila, today is that day. I will point again. They frown on that when you show up at school. I've not done that, and I do not know that to be the case. I'm assuming that then. Okay.
Yeah, fair.
The other day with my HelloFresh meal kit box, I got this weird San Pellegrino that has hints of vanilla and coffee in it. So I'm trying it.
Okay,
San Pellegrino Essenza. I know, right? Tries weird stuff from the fridge is also a segment, apparently.
Yeah. No, give it a whack. I'm waiting.
That's so weird. Why would you do this? It's water.
Yeah, you knew it was going to be.
But it kind of tastes like coffee and vanilla.
I'm a big Sam P fan, but I don't know about that funny stuff. All right.
Nope,
all right.
That's not good. It's not good.
Yeah. My beer, from Faction Brewing up in Alameda, I think, is yummy. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you're winning. You're winning today. I deserve this.
Shall we? Shall we? Let's do our thing, shall we?
Let's do the news, yeah.
All right, good.
Yes, I see you have a stock quote.
it's a bond quote. It's a bond quote. The U.S. 10-year Treasury bond. And here's why. So, if you listen to Marketplace, you know that... when the bond market starts talking, it will tell you where the bond market thinks the future of this economy is. And it's a much more reliable indicator than the stock market, which is much more volatile and driven by emotion. And the bond market is a bit more staid. It's a bit more buttoned down. And an interesting thing is happening in the bond market the last 2 days that I want to point out to you. So on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve had its two-day interest rate meeting. It meets Tuesday and Wednesdays. And after that meeting, they came out and said, as everybody on the planet knew they would, listen, we're going to start cutting back on the amount of support we're giving this economy. Specifically, they've been buying $120 billion worth of bonds, mortgage-backed securities, and treasuries every month for a year and a half, which is, I think the technical term is, a boatload of money. And that's really helped this economy get to where it is now, which is actually quite strong. And the Fed has said, okay, we're going to start cutting that back. And we're going to cut back $15 billion a month so that by next summer, we're going to be zeroed out. We're not going to be buying anything new. They're going to still have a huge balance sheet, but next summer, we're not going to be buying anything at all new, which puts them on a path to raise interest rates at their June 22 meeting, which is to say that meeting is now a live meeting, right? None of these meetings the last year and a half, 2 years have been worth anything. It's all been, we will continue to monitor and keep an eye on the economic data, blah, 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 right? I mean, right? So,
here's the thing
that happened, though. The Federal Reserve is saying we are going to start raising interest rates. Money is going to start becoming more expensive. And the bond market said, I don't care. And the yield on the 10-year today at one point was at like 1.42%. 2 weeks ago, it was at 1.62%. Now, that's a tiny little drop. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a lot. But if you're looking at the bond market, when where we measure these things by 100ths of a percentage point, that's a lot. 0.2% in a couple of weeks is a lot. And so what the bond market is now saying to us, and this is why it's relevant to a layperson listening audience, you know how the Fed has been talking about inflation being transitory and it's going to stabilize probably second half of 22? The bond market now agrees. The bond market says, you know what? I don't think inflation is going to be a big deal. Because if they thought inflation was going to be a big deal, bond rates would be rising as the Federal Reserve said, we're going to start cutting back on support. So it's my read of this is that the bond market says, you know what, Jay Powell and Janet Yellen, you're right. Inflation's probably going to be transitory and we're not worried about it anymore. And that's what the bond market said this week. So there you go.
The bond market reader. It's like tea leaves. Some people read tea leaves. Fascinating. It's like a
super
interesting analysis. Love it. I love that thing.
Yeah.
And I guess they're measuring transitory in up to 10 years, which is worth noting.
For a long time. Yeah. Transitory is a long time. Exactly. Transitory does not mean what we think it means.
It means nothing. It means nothing.
Right.
Yep. Fascinating. All right. As I live and breathe, I have 3 more weeks to really, really understand the bond thing, and I'm going to do it.
Okay, look, it took me 20 at Marketplace, so I don't think you should worry about it.
I'm still working on it. I'm getting closer. I'm like, okay, yeah. Okay. Anyway, well, I have only been talking about one thing all day long in my ongoing text thread with my brother,
it's amazeballs.
Ongoing commentary about life, yes. And that thing is, I would like to say, a labor story. An inequality story, an employment story, and of course, a public health story. And I know you all know I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers right now. Aaron Rodgers, current NFL MVP, has tested positive for COVID-19, will be out for 10 days, which I think changed the, you know, betting on Sunday's game from like, yay, Packers to, stinky cheese.
Ooh.
Just like that. What's the idea? I totally made a cheese joke right there. What is interesting about this story is that Aaron Rodgers is evidently unvaccinated. It seems that he had applied for an exemption, like an alternative treatment exemption. The NFL denied it and has been considering him unvaccinated since the beginning of the season. In August, and you can look up this video because it's quite remarkable, Aaron Rodgers was asked directly, are you vaccinated? What is your vaccine status? And he looks a little bit up from under his hat and to the side and goes, yeah, I'm immunized.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
It was muddier than that. But yeah, I mean, he was intentionally like,
I'm immunized. Against like measles and smallpox and all the things that y'all get.
Right.
Now, and since then, and I would like to make it very clear, the Packers organization and the NFL have known that he is unvaccinated and have treated him thusly this whole time. He himself was clearly, as Bob Costas put it, disingenuous at best. When asked about this, the NFL has protocols for how you are supposed to behave when you are unvaccinated. Those protocols include wearing a mask every damn place you go and not holding indoor unmasked press conferences with members of the media. Aaron Rodgers has done none of those things. He's like regularly seen without a mask and more specifically has definitely held indoor press conferences while not wearing a mask. And that is where, as we know, the it's a personal choice conversation because now he's out there being like, I'm in the crosshairs of the woke mob and it's a cancel culture thing because I got COVID and put everyone around me at risk because the NFL and the team that I play for and I, none of us could be bothered because I am an elite to make me follow the rules.
Yep. Yep.
Every time I am tempted to watch the NFL, I gave up on the NFL like years ago over the domestic violence stuff. And then, you know, Kaepernick came along and I was like, yeah, that was the right call. And then every time I'm tempted to go back, you hear something like this and you're just like, you guys just don't care.
No.
But you wonder why people get so frustrated that there are different rules for different people in every different situation. And this is like absurd. I don't care that you're the MVP. There are rules. And he put everyone around him at risk.
Yep.
Just sat there in a room like onto a microphone and all the reporters and just being, you know, rules are not for me. Bite me, Aaron Rodgers.
Totally agree.
And so
the lying and the deception of somebody in a position of privilege, but also the Packers institutionally, the NFL institutionally.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a systemic failure. Shout out to Bridget Bodner, the senior producer of this podcast, who says in Slack, that man almost became the host of Jeopardy.
Oh, totally.
Right?
Man.
Yeah.
Although, frankly, it would have been on brand for Jeopardy, as we have later found out. So,
oh, man.
I mean, one of their hosts is kind of an anti-vaxxer. Just saying.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wowie, wow. Yeah. Yep. I know. So. I don't even want to do the next story because I'm just going to save it for next week. And this is just too good.
Are you?
I really like.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Well,
sure you save it because it's actually a good thought. But you're right.
It's good.
Let's see.
I will do it on Monday. Yeah. Let's just leave on the sheer WTF-ery that is the Aaron Rodgers situation.
That's exactly right.
Unbelievable.
True. Boom.
Oh, yeah. Time to play a game. Half full, half empty. This is the game where we give you our predictions on various topics. I was looking at the Discord and I got distracted. Drew Jostad is our host today, and he composed that music, by the way. He does it all. Drew, what do we got?
Are you half full or half empty on whatever is going on with Tesla, Elon Musk, and Hertz? I
mean, so this was weird,
can the guy
weird,
take a
right?
win?
So
he
can't take a win. So Hertz comes out, a week, 10 days ago, and says, we're buying 100,000 Teslas. And we all reported that, and it's amazing. And then, like, 2 days later, Elon Musk comes out and says, we don't have any signed documents. There's nothing happening. And you're like, shut up. What? I'm so look, full disclosure, talking about buying a Tesla in my house, I don't know, whatever, but I'm over Elon Musk. He just needs to shut up and go run his companies. Change the world, fine, but just walk away from the Twitter, please.
It's the deal, too. Like, that's the deal that pushed their stock, like, pushed the valuation up over $1 trillion.
$1 trillion.
If the goal is, you know, by all accounts, it seems that Hertz had paid full price. Like, people were like, they seem Tesla must just be thinking they can squeeze all they can out of the, you know, it's like, dude, everybody's coming out with an electric car. And full disclosure, I leased one because I was like, when everybody else has an electric car, I will be stoked to have options. So, like, why do you have to be the company that cannot take the win and has to, like, undermine every good thing and pick a fight with everybody? Like, it's just not great leadership. And I just cannot wait now for all the tweets that are like, fun is about the blah, blah, blah. Like, that guy took a lemon and turned it into a turd. That was like a great, he took a good thing and made it into a bad thing. I don't know. It was a great announcement.
I'm just going to quote the YouTube comments here. I love an unhinged short timer Molly. Okay. Anyway, next.
I know. Look out, everybody. Look out, world. Half empty was what we meant to translate.
It's going to get sporty here.
All right. Next topic is Meghan Markle petitioning for family leave.
Oh, my goodness. Bridget Bodner, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Bridget planted this one. So, Bridget, like I, so look, I don't know what Bridget's motivations are. We can get her on the pod one day. I enjoy watching the British royal family because I'm a fan of pomp and circumstance and history. There's no better dynastic history than the British royal family, even though, yes, we fought a revolution so we wouldn't have to deal with it. I still like to watch them because it's fun and I don't pay for any of that stuff. But, so, here's the deal. So the House has been working on family leave, getting that in the Build Back Better plan, which is about, I think, as we record this podcast, to go down in flaming defeat. They might not even get a vote on it today, but that's a whole different thing. Anyway, so Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, has been calling senators to rally them, and House members, I imagine, as well, to rally them around the idea of paid family leave. And the news item I saw said that she called, and I forget who it was. Bridget, hook me up in the Slack if you're tracking this, and I know you are. No. It was a senator.
Susan Collins. Leadership.
But anyway, she called the senator. And apparently the way the phone call went was, hello, Senator whoever, this is Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex. And so Bridget and I had a little back and forth on me thinking it was pretentious for her to say, Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, and Bridget saying, I don't know. I mean, you know, she was an actress. Now she's a duchess. Why not use it? And so anyway, that's what it's all about. It was Shelley Moore Capito out of West Virginia, Bridget tells me. Anyway, so that's what the story's about. Meghan Markle lobbying for paid family leave. I am in favor of paid family leave, and I'm fine with that. Half full.
Yep. Not only am I half full on it, I'm definitely half full on the title drop, because if you're going to call and have some influence, throw your weight around. Oh, I know what the phrase that I was thinking of was. It was not lemons and turds, which isn't even a real thing.
No.
Your reference to the bill made me think of it. It was snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, which is a way classier thing to say.
No, but lemons and turds was great. And oh, by the way, that should be the next piece. That should be the final Mollywood piece of Marketplace swag. Lemons and turds. Oh, my God. And one of us is stone cold sober.
I know. It's just as disgusting. There's caffeine in here.
Oh, my God.
All right. Horrible. Next topic coming from Mollywood's other show, Half Full or Half Empty, on this magic box that is helping to solve the climate crisis.
Oh, you're so nice. Look at you putting How We Survive stuff in there. So in the latest episode of How We Survive, we interviewed this chemicals engineer who is part of this company called Energy Source, which is doing geothermal power and lithium and minerals extraction in the Salton Sea, which is this bonkers landscape in Southern California. They got this like super hot boiling brine under the earth. They pull it up, cool it off, make power, and then it's full of all these minerals, including lithium. But it's really, really hard to get out because the brine is just so like gunked up with all these minerals that it like eats the pipes and it breaks everything, and it just has not been an economically viable thing for at least the last decade. People have been trying since, you know, the 2010s. And this guy, Chuck Marston, they sort of set out to try to figure it out. And he invented this device called the ILiAD, Integrated Lithium Absorption and Desorption, I think is what that stands for. Yep. I don't know. And they believe it's really going to be a game changer for this, for getting lithium out of brine all over the world, not just in the Salton Sea, efficiently, which, you know, right now, most lithium mining is like hard rock mining. It's sedimentary clay, open pit mining. It's environmentally damaging.
Really destructive, yeah.
And really destructive. And even the brine extraction involves like pumping a bunch of water up from under the ground in South America, which lowers the freshwater table for everybody. And then letting that water, just the salty water, just sit there and evaporate in these big ponds until they can get the lithium out. So it takes up a lot of land. It impacts water. It's messy.
So the lithium is, the lithium is in the salt?
It's in the salt water, in brine. It's even in the ocean. Okay. Lithium's like everywhere, yeah. And it's in, you know, in some places it's higher concentrations than others. So listen, like, we talked to several experts who agree that getting lithium from brine is very promising, and that this device, if it works as advertised and companies in South America are licensing it already, could be a game changer for that technology, which is why we called it the magic box. So I guess I'm half full.
I'm half full too. Robert Bittner in the YouTube chat says, lithium is a salt ion. I should tell you, I got a C, maybe a D in high school chemistry, which is the last chemistry I took, just saying.
Oh yeah, lithium salts. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, true. I mean, I don't know, right? I'm in no way am I qualified to evaluate the science. I could only sort of peer review it, but it seems like a really good way to get lithium if it works.
Yeah.
As opposed to like giant open pits. So yay for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Drew.
Okay, leisure travel is back to 2019 levels, half full or half empty?
Oh my God, half full.
Full.
All
for
the
sure.
way full.
for sure.
I want to go on trips. Yeah. I'm ready. Yeah. I went on a little trip. Yeah. It was fun. Like, let's just do it. Let's, yes. Yep. Great. Did you see the Airbnb earnings,
Molly
by the way?
Molly sent me some pictures. Yes, I did. Molly sent me some pictures from the little vacation she took, the little couple of days off. I was very jealous. Yeah.
It was great. Just like, saying. Turns out we all actually need a change of scenery. So, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah,
bring on the
sure.
residential travel. Let's
totally.
Go.
Yep. All the way full. Boom.
All right. Last topic is the Grammys NFTs.
I'm over NFTs. I'm kind of done with them.
I know.
Kind
Hold
of
on.
Done with them.
Like, is there something I need to know about this that would make it cool?
Matt Levin did a story for us. So here's the deal. Matt Levin did a story for us on Marketplace this week about the next year's Grammys. There's going to be, like, either in the swag bag or, you know, the virtual swag bag or whatever, there's going to be some NFT thing. And I'm like, you know, okay. Non-fungible tokens, which are digital representations of real-life events that you can own in theory and, like, treasure forever in theory, virtually. Full stop. But they sell for gazillions of dollars. Many of them sell for, like, literally in the 6, 7, 8-figure range. I don't understand it. I looked into it. I've done some reporting on it. I still don't understand it. I'm half empty. Boom.
So the only part of this that I'm half full on is that the Grammys have apparently struck a deal to create these NFT collectibles with a platform that says it is super environmentally friendly, that it uses 2 million times less energy than blockchain networks like Ethereum. And Ethereum apparently is supposed to be more sustainable than some of the other ones. So on that basis,
okay.
I could be like a quarter full, but I still think it's just like
say,
it's all.
Can we do a quarter?
Yeah, let's just cheat and do a quarter. We can do whatever we want.
We'll do a quarter. It's our show.
Unhinged Short Timer.
Nancy Cassett says it's our show. Unhinged Short Timer show. Oh my God. It's going to be a long month for you and me, Molly Wood. I'm an unhinged Short Timer. I can do whatever I want.
You know what's so great about Kai? He still likes me.
I do. I love Molly Wood. You kidding me?
Yeah.
Holy cow. It's
rough.
Well, whatever.
What are they going to do? Fire me exactly. I'm a quarter full.
This is the thing for the last Friday where I have a little bit too much to drink and I say what I really feel about Molly Wood. Drew, come on. Let's hit it.
Save us, buddy. Save us.
Yeah. Crying out loud. All right. We're done just in the nick of time. Next week, deep dive about Americans leaving their jobs. Some are calling it, and I'm not actually going to say this word, but it starts with great and ends with R. And it's not recession, but I just resent the use of that term because it's stupid, so I'm not going to say it. Anyway, it's people leaving their jobs, quitting. Take your pick. If you've got an idea, actually, let us know what you think we ought to call it. 508-827-6278, 508-UB-SMART. Let us know what you think we ought to call this thing about people leaving their jobs.
I didn't know we were so mad about it, but apparently it does need a new name.
I'm very annoyed. I'm annoyed.
I know. How come? Just because like it's so American to need a freaking chyron for everything?
Yes. It's very schlocky. It's like, oh my God. Right. Exactly. Right. We had the Great Recession and that's fine. You know what it's like? Sorry. Momentary rant. You know how after Watergate, everything was blank, blank gate. Every political scandal was White Watergate and Iran-Contra gate and whatever. And I'm like, shut up. We had the Great Recession because it was very nearly a depression, and so we married Great Depression with Great Recession, and that kind of worked. But now the great moniker attached, I don't know why I'm yelling, the great monitor attached to other things, moniker attached to other things is just, it's derivative and stupid, and I will not do it.
Awesome. Well, good, because Kate from the Coast in the Discord suggests the Departed, and Carl from the DC area suggests the Tired of the Exploitation period, and so I cannot wait to hear what other ideas. The Departed, by the way, top 10 movie of all time. Yeah. You can email us, makemesmart@marketplace.org, or go straight to our website, and you can leave us a voice memo there, because you know we love to hear your voices.
We do.
Love it.
We do. Because we get sick and tired of our own voices, actually, that's what happens.
It's true. You can hear them just right in here. It's weird. Today's episode of Make Me Smart was produced by Marissa Cabrera and engineered by the one and only Drew Jostad. The senior producer is Bridget Bodner. And Royals troller.
The YouTube live stream. Yes. The YouTube live stream today and our game Half Full, Half Empty was brought to you by Mel Rosenberg, Emily McCune, and Catherine Devine. The theme music for Half Full, Half Empty, Molly already gave him this credit, was written by Drew Jostad. the executive director of On Demand. I don't think she's the executive director. She's the director. I don't even know, because I took out interim.
I don't even know.
Donna Tam's in charge. That's all I know. Donna Tam's in charge.
Bailey wants to know if we can call it the Great Pumpkin.
We can call it anything.
Recession Gate.
No. God, you know, you're missing the...
No, they get the point.
I get the point. I'm just sitting here being trolled.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.